This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I've come back to the shared kitchen that we were in a couple of weeks ago, where Arctic Pies do amazing work bringing pies to Iceland. And when I was first here, I ended up speaking to someone else who makes use of this shared kitchen facility, Ivar Örn Hansen, my guest today. And he has lined up in front of me six different jams, which he also makes here in this shared facility, chili jams. And there's a story behind the use of chili in these jams, isn't there?
Yes, there is. So me and my wife, we like spicy things. And a couple of years ago, she asked me to make a chili jam for her. And she wanted a green one, because she'd then never tried a green one before. And I came up with five different variations of chili jam for her, and we thought maybe we could sell it.
You thought she didn't like jam, or she thought she didn't like jam?
Oh, well, she doesn't like jam, but she likes chili jam.
She doesn't like fruity jam.
No. She doesn't like the texture of the berry and fruit jams.
Yeah. Okay. So chili jam was born here, then.
Yes.
Tell me about the jars that are in front of you. And I guess there's a lot of experimentation that goes on.
There was, yes. And I'm so lucky that my wife is a multimedia designer, so she designed all the labels on the jars. And our logo also as well.
Okay, so it's a collaboration.
It is, yes. And we thought to ourselves, well, the variation has to have, they have to have a flavor, but they have to be spicy as well.
Yeah.
So we only use Icelandic grown chili peppers from Heiðmörk in Laugarás, and we've done that from day one. And we don't use any colorings or any stuff like that. So it's pretty much natural.
Now, when we first came to Iceland on our first visit in 1998, I took back for friends a bottle of brennivín.
Okay.
And it was, as we would say, an acquired taste for a lot of them. They found it quite a difficult thing to enjoy. The first jar I see here is bacon and brennivín.
Yes, so that's a collaboration between Helvítis and brennivín.
Okay.
I was, for 20-some years, I have been making sort of this jam. A different one, though, with whiskey or bourbon.
Okay.
So we thought to ourselves, maybe we can make that jam, but with an Icelandic twist. And brennivín, of course, is first on the list.
It has a very strong taste, though.
It has, but we use a Christmas special. It's the brennivín that we use is kept on a casket for 1 to 3 years. Bourbon caskets. This was our take of making a bacon jam with an Icelandic twist.
Okay, now you've laid some spoons out as well in front of these jams. I'm curious.
You have to taste, of course.
So can I try at least
that one? Of course.
Okay.
So you have to try, first of all, you have to try the bacon and brennivín jam.
That's what we're going to go for.
Well, that is for barbecue, on hamburgers, stuff like that.
It's very dark. It's almost black. It's a very sort of dark red.
Yes.
Could this go on bread as well?
It can, and will go with a nice, strong gouda or that kind of stuff.
That's really good. That's not what I was expecting at all.
Oh, thank you.
It's sweet. It is spicy, certainly.
Yeah.
I can taste the bacon. And I think I can taste the brennivín.
A little bit. Yeah. It's back there somewhere, right?
Long time. I don't drink anymore. It's a long time since I've had brennivín.
Okay,
but there's a memory of it.
That's great.
In the jam. So that's bacon and brennivín. But you also have pepper?
Yes. All of our jams are called Helvítis, which means the dam. So I have a TV show called Helvítis Kokkurinn, which translates to the dam chef. So all of our jams are made, they're named Helvítis El Piparsultan, and then there's the flavor beneath, and what chili we're using. So this one has red jalapeno and basil.
Okay.
And that's our most favorite brand.
So let me see what this is going to taste like. Red jalapeno and basil.
That's the mildest product of the chili varieties we have.
Again. Sweet and spicy.
Yes, thank
very nice.
You. Thank you. That's what we're aiming for.
These are really delicious.
Thank you, sir.
And what feedback do you get from people then? How do they tell you that they use them? Do they put them on bread and toast or barbecues?
We're always trying to teach people how to use them in different ways. Obviously, they go well with cheese and crackers, but you can use them in so many other ways. You can use them in cold sauces, hot sauces, just whatever your mind comes to, ice cream, pancakes.
Whatever. We've got the month of Thori coming up. I wonder whether you could add some of these jams to some of those foods.
Yeah, we have been trying to maybe a different approach on Thori, because brennivín obviously is used on Thori. So we kind of maybe want to take it to the next level and use steaks and bacon and brennivín for Thori. not that kind of food that we used to eat.
Something new. I want to try another one. What would you recommend?
I'd recommend you try the Christmas special. We made a Christmas special.
Okay.
We only did 666 copies of it, and we sold it only in the Christmas market in Hafnarfjörður. So this one has mandarin and cinnamon.
So this is...
And a chili, of course.
This is going to smell Christmassy.
Oh, yes.
As well as...
And taste.
As well as taste Christmassy. It really does.
Yes.
I want it to be Christmas again. Already.
Now you can have it every day of the week.
Yeah.
A little taste of Christmas.
You've also got here, so there's green jalapeno.
Green jalapeno and lime. Mm-hmm. And here we have Sulce, which is an yellow cayenne.
Did the island's name come first? Or the
No. Actually, the guy who produces our chilies, he bought it straight from the Netherlands.
Okay.
The seeds. And they're called Sulce. Sulce and pineapple.
With pineapple, ananas.
And then there's a Christmas special. And then we'll go to the really hot and spicy stuff. Habanero and orange. Really spicy. And the spiciest jam in Iceland, or maybe the world, I don't know, Carolina Reaper and blueberries.
Well, and I've actually just noticed on the labels here, you've got the chili rating. So this is five chilies out of five.
Yes.
Okay, let me try that one as well.
Of course, sir. Just a little bit. Will do.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I don't mind chili. I don't mind spicy food.
That's quite enough. So the first 2-3 seconds, you're going to taste blueberries. And then the chili takes over. Oh, yes.
Yeah. That is hot. Yeah. I'm wondering whether I should have the rest of this or not. Is that too much on the spoon, would you say?
No, it's quite okay. We're not going to taste anything more for the next 2-3 minutes.
No. What would that be great on then? It is really spicy.
Actually, quite few people use that only by this jam for the toast or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. There's
would wake you up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it does. There's a small group of people that loves that kind of hot.
Yeah. I've just felt it go down. It's burning on the way down. I'll tell you what, though, for an Icelandic winter, that's going to keep you warm, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
So these jams, this is the whole range here.
Yes, sir.
From one chili out of five to five chilies out of five, as I've just discovered. available across Iceland?
In Kronan and all over the country.
And outside Iceland, there might be people, I suspect there are people listening to this who'd like a taste of Iceland.
There's a growing number of people asking the same question. Mm-hmm. This year we are going to put them in maybe a smaller size bottles or jars. And that'll be easier for carry-on luggage. But we don't send them, we don't have an online store.
These would fly off the shelves at the airport, wouldn't they?
They will.
Yes, they will.
You wait and see.
All right. Look forward to it the next time I'm flying out of Keflavik. Eivor Onn, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much, sir.
It's Ruv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.